All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, you're looking at the standings right now, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are on a roll. Following today's victory over the Colorado Rockies, it marks 10 consecutive victories for the Dodgers and 16 of their last 17 overall. In that time, Los Angeles has been able to overtake both the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies for first place in the National League West. And right now, the Dodgers have a 2.5-game lead over Arizona, and they're 4.5 games up over Colorado. Now, you look at the success so far for the Dodgers this season, and more than likely, Cody Bellinger is going to be the National League Rookie of the Year. So far, he has 24 home runs and 55 runs batted in, including 2 more home runs that he hit today. But you look at the Dodgers pitching, and that was a big question coming into the season, and who was going to be able to provide depth in the starting rotation behind Clayton Kershaw. Alex Wood is 8-0 with an earned run average of 1.86, while Brandon McCarthy is 6-3 with an ERA of 3.25. And you can't forget about Kershaw, who was 11-2 with a 2.7 earned run average himself to go along with 123 strikeouts, as he is well on his way to another 200 strikeout season. And then, of course, the Dodgers starters have the ability to hand it over to Kenley Jansen for the ninth inning, and he already has 17 saves this season, as he is one of the better closers going right now in Major League Baseball. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts has been able to push all of the right buttons, and he has put the Dodgers president of baseball operations in one Andrew Friedman in a very good position, because the Dodgers could be buyers, more than likely will be buyers, heading into MLB's trade deadline next month. I still think that the Dodgers are definitely going to be in line to get at least one more starting pitcher, because heading into the postseason, you can never have enough pitching. Now, as much as the Dodgers have been on a roll, they have a chance to really put some distance between themselves and the Rockies and Diamondbacks and the NL West. The Dodgers have 4 games this week with the Los Angeles Angels, 2 at Chavez Ravine, and then, of course, 2 out in Anaheim. Next weekend, LA will be on the road to take on the San Diego Padres, who are currently in 4th place in the National League West and well out of it. And just before the All-Star break, the Dodgers will finish up at home with 3 against the Diamondbacks and 3 more against the Kansas City Royals. So there's an opportunity for the Dodgers to really extend themselves a little bit more in the NL West. 4 straight trips to the postseason for the Dodgers, but they have been unable to make the World Series since they last won it all in 1988. And if you're the Dodgers, hopefully this is your year. More than likely, this is going to be a playoff team, and I'll tell you why. Because there is a huge gap between the D-backs and the Rockies right now as far as the other competitors for the wild card slot in the National League, which means even if the Dodgers don't win the NL West, they are still guaranteed a playoff spot more than likely. But I'll tell you this, you want to avoid that 1-game wild card game, especially if you have to use Clayton Kershaw for that one start and then you lose him in the first 2 games of the divisional round. But this Dodgers team right now is rolling. The Dodgers organization has always been one of the best as far as developing young talent, and we are seeing that once again this year with Cody Bellinger. And right now, it is a bad time if you are an opponent heading to Dodger Stadium to take on this team, because they are clicking on all cylinders, and they could be doing that for some time. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.